Hi, this is Lucas.
Hey Lucas, Cabin Bank of Cardiff, how are you?
Hey, good. How are you doing, Kevin?
Doing all right. It's Monday, you know?
Yeah, I hear you. So I just wanted to follow up. I'm not totally clear on what additional stuff you wanted out of the form. I understand it's not exactly complete, but I'm not sure what you're trying to get from it.
Okay.
So maybe do you have it up by chance?
Do I have what? Yes, I do. I'm looking at it right now.
Okay.
And you left me a voicemail, and you mentioned something about, the credit card information not being very complicated. I'm just kind of lost here. I don't know why this form has become so complicated.
Well, I guess I'm not sure what so let's go through it. So current credit card processor, what is the intent behind that? I guess I want to make sure we understand and we're on the same page in terms of what we're looking for and what you guys are offering, because for us, the credit card processor, I mean, we have a few customers that pay via credit card, but very few.
Right. No, and you don't need to fill anything out. Like we discussed, the credit card section can be left blank essentially. But
Okay.
that's 2 lines of this application. There's two options that people typically will go with. They'll either leave a box blank, or they'll try to give some sort of explanation. Billing street address. You guys are a large company. It's not rare that a company your size has multiple locations. If the physical address and the billing address is the same, typically somebody will just write in same. Let us know that you're not just leaving it blank, it's the same location. If you typically handle your billing separate from,
It's the same, so
okay, so I'll handle that. Not a big deal. Contact phone numbers, same type of thing, either the same or, it's left blank. There's a section here that says rented or mortgage that lets us know that your location is either rented or mortgage and gives us an idea of what your payment is. So when we're calculating, based on budget and a possible loan payment, we have an idea of what you're paying monthly on that. Credit card processor, you can leave blank. I did notice on your gross annual sales, you listed 72.4, which is quite different than the tax return.
Right, because the tax return is federal, not worldwide, so.
Okay. What I would typically do there, and you may want to change it because you're probably going to have to, still fill in some blanks and send it back. I would probably list what's on your tax return. Otherwise, I'm going to have to explain, and I won't have any paperwork to back it. It will probably just bring up questions if that number is significantly different from, what's on the tax return. So I would probably just list, since annual sales previous tax return, I would just list what's on the tax return.
Okay.
And then next to it says date the business first process credit cards, and it says slash business start date. So I know you're not putting credit card information in there, but if you could at least put the start date of the business in case it's different than what is on the tax return. Sometimes corporations start out as sole proprietors, and then at some point they convert to corporations. So we like to have that box there just in case. And this again is a generic form that's not created specifically for you guys. But again, some companies are in business for 10, 15 years before they convert to a corp. So the tax return may say 2010, but they might have actually started doing business in 2000. And we want to make sure that we have a full history and a good, an idea of how long has the business been around and kind of the strength of the business. Average monthly credit card volume down through average tickets, you can leave blank. Owner officer, you don't have to put, the social in there, anything along those lines. But that again is a section that's going to let us know, who has the authority to sign on this loan. I know you're owned by another company, but somebody has to sign on behalf of the loan. We can't just provide you with financing based on the company because somebody has to say, I'm going to make sure the company makes the payments. And I'm authorizing the company to take this loan out. The company can't do that on their own. After that, there's a section for somebody to sign it and print it so that we have authorization to move forward and the corporate credit. Under that, merchant cell phone, that would be somebody there in your office that is okay taking a phone call on a cell if need be, if we have questions and we can't reach anybody in the office. You don't have to put that in, but if Mike or yourself or somebody else wants to, if they want to make sure that they're in tune and want to be tracked down if there's a question, you can put that in there. Landlord name, if you are leasing your location, it would be landlord name, landlord contact. We typically get that so that we can check in and make sure that the loan that we provide is not going to extend past your lease there. We want to make sure that at some point in the loan, there's not going to be an issue with you having to relocate, which obviously would make it difficult for some people to continue to make payments. Under that, federal tax ID was left blank. Business web address is blank. Any judgments or lien was blank. Seasonal business, yes or no?
I got it.
Okay.
So we're good. So I can update those. And that's fine. I'm just trying to understand more specifically. I mean, so for owner officer, I'm going to put Francisco Partners. If we get into further conversations, then we can give a specific name and we will engage those people. But at this point, Francisco Partners is the most relevant. And the same would go in terms of second owner. They're the majority shareholder. On all the additional information, I'll update that and send it back to you.
Okay. Sounds good. Now, as far as relevancy, with knowing who those guys are and all of that good stuff, I'm going to do some due diligence and find out, you know, what's going to be necessary, you know, I guess from them as far as, you know, signing. If they're 70% owner and they're authorizing, I mean, are they going to be willing, being that they're 70%, to sign on the loan documents, letting us know that they've authorized the loan?
Yeah, I mean, they'll authorize the loan. I'm not sure if you're looking for a guarantee, though. I mean, I have no idea what sort of facility or what sort of loan we're talking about here. So I don't know the terms on you guys' end or what we're looking at.
No, I understand. It's just this takes, you know, we're looking at, you know, trying to approve $5 million here, and we're going to spend a lot of resources, you know, over, say, the next week to put that together. And you know, because of my relationship with Larissa there, you know, we're not asking for anything up front to put our time in. So me, myself, I have to make sure that we at least have somebody that's going to be able to sign on this before, you know, we spend the resources to provide an approval for $5 million. We need to make sure that there's even a viable option to make this loan happen if the money's available. Does that make sense?
Sure. And I can tell you Francisco Partners is the group that can make that happen.
Okay.
But I don't think you're going to get any traction until we actually see some sort of a term sheet or some sort of an agreement.
Okay.
And then from there we can move forward. But at this point, I think that would be the next step, is actually having an idea of what the agreement would look like.
Okay. Now, the three individuals that do have ownership on the K-1, are any of those three willing to sign or guarantee?
No.
Okay. Is that part of kind of what you've run into when looking at other financial institutions as far as anybody being willing to give a loan without a guarantee?
That is one issue, yes.
Okay. What else are you guys running into? Just so I maybe have a little bit of a jump start as to, you know, that way if it comes up with us as well, I have an answer instead of having to bug you.
Sure. I mean, part of the challenge is just around, you know, the decline in top line.
Trends, okay.
Which has been challenging.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I think those two things combined can be, you know, I think individually they're not major issues, but I think when you put them together, you know, when you have a risk situation, either because of a non-guarantee or because of trends, that's one thing. But when you have the risk of a declining trend and not having anybody guarantee it, with us, you know, this is a unsecured loan as well. You know, we're not taking on any type of collateral. We're not trying to you know, put lien on assets or anything along those lines. So, you know, there's a risk variable there as well. So I'm just trying to put the kind of the puzzle pieces together. You know, I've been doing this for 16 years, and I have to kind of, in a way, abide by the same rules that I expect my reps to underwrite. So I'm just trying to kind of put the puzzle together, all the variables, so that I can go and make this happen for you guys.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I just didn't, I wasn't totally clear on what additional information we were trying to gather here, what we were trying to get to, and I haven't been involved in any conversations around what the actual terms would look like or what we're trying to accomplish here. So a little color behind that is helpful.
Okay. Well,
so I'll update this qualification form and shoot it back to you.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you.